We're not paralyzed here.
Nope.
Man, we're back. That was Ted Nugent and his song called Paralyzed. So we're back from the 70s. That was an awesome song. It was great. It was the pick of the week of Shkwait Shachlach. For people out there that don't know, he's my brother. And he's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma, cancer, the forest fires of a few years ago, and also the big flood of a few years ago. So a really great inspiration for myself. He's my hero, and a hero to many other people, too, all over the world that know his story. And we're just very blessed and privileged to have him on our program with us. Thank you for joining us, Shkwait. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm happy and alive. Kind of getting a little bit roasted up here. It's warming
roasted?
Up again.
Yeah.
Because it was just right the last few days. Yeah.
Well, you sure, if we were feeling paralyzed, we sure aren't now. Thank you for that great song, man. Sure brought me back. Yeah, so we have our subject today, and it's on inner peace, and we'd love to hear your words on that.
When I think of inner peace, you know, it's kind of like our natural state of being, you know, because if we didn't return from our highs and lows and whatnot, you know, we'd be overstimulated, then we'd be mentally paralyzed. I kind of follow like 8 steps to it, I guess. Meditation, and nowadays, you know, it's good to take a break from our social media apps and everything. And sit down and practice our breathing while we're meditating. And being kind to those around us, you know, whether they're unpleasant or kind back. Practice being kind. And, you know, and for those who can, take a walk through the park or find a hiking trail you appreciate. Just go out there and appreciate nature.
Yes.
And then laughter. We need laughter to help us unwind.
Yeah,
that's another thing. You know, find something that'll make you laugh. I just think of all the old jokes the uncle used to tell and all that. And sometimes, like they said, you just have to mention one word out of the whole thing and we'll laugh. And then practicing our mindfulness, you know. You know, there's no negativity in inner peace.
Yes, for sure. Yeah.
I know I laugh, not like the old mocking laugh, but the old ones would laugh at us. You know, good rolling on the floor laughter. I find a few jokes here and there.
Yeah.
I like sharing these little comics with my brothers online every now and then.
Yeah.
and our other brother in Boobieskin, he's been really sharing a lot of laughter with us.
Yeah, for
online.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. It gets me relaxed and all peaceful.
And connective too, if it's that type of humor. It's playful and connective, and
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so true. Like, because I experience this inner peace quite often now, because once it was kind of unlocked with my experience with Counselor Fari, it just seems like I'm more connected to that inner peace, and it just comes to me. And I always like to point it at my own DMT coming out, because we all have it in us, and it's just like some of our medicines unlock it for us and then help us through it. And that's another thing that can help us too, is to understand our bodies and be able to release our own DMT. And it's a special chemical that we all produce, and it's in everything. It's in the world, it's in the plants, it's in the animals, it's in everything that we can hear on the planet. So yeah, and we're so happy and blessed to have you come on our program and just bring us the music and just the dialogue and all the thoughtfulness that you put into our subjects. And it's just so full of wisdom, and it just helps us look into like what helped you get through all those traumas and tribulations that you came through. So we're extremely grateful to have you on our program and share with us, and just awesome, awesome and amazing.
Yeah.
How was that one guy on the, I can't remember the name of the movie, when they could get, oh, Anger Management. Goose
Fabra.
Goose Fabra. Oh.
I love it.
Mindfulness back.
Yeah, yeah. That's pretty awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Okay, I thank you guys for putting up with my meandering.
It's always a pleasure to put up with that.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, yeah. So I thank you guys for your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love. I send it back to you guys at the studio, thousandfold, and out there to the listeners here and abroad, thousandfold as well.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, and lots of love to you, and have a great week and weekend, and a special amount of energy on your recovery. So
thank you.
Bye for now.
Bye for now.
Bye for now.
All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was my brother Shkwait Shakhlak from Gwaishkana, BC. And we're going to carry on with our program, and we'll be right back.
Hello? Is anyone there? I can't get in. Hello? I need some help. I can't get in. Hello? Hey, can you help me out here? I can't get my wheelchair past the door.
Sorry, I'm in the rush.
Ugh. I need some help. I need someone to...
More than 5% of people in Vancouver have a physical disability, and 50% live with or know someone with mobility issues. If you know someone with physical disability, wouldn't you want them to be able to access any building they choose? Let's make every structure, every place in Vancouver accessible to everyone so they can enjoy the beauty of our city. Learn how you can make Vancouver more accessible at rickhansen.com. That's rickhansen.com.
All right, we're back, and we're going to carry on with our program. Coming up next, we'll be speaking with Lady Faima, and we're going to play her a song from a band called Mondo Drag, and they're from Iowa, down in the U.S., and their song is called Plumagilla. So let's have a listen to that. We'll be right back. Thanks for listening, everybody. Enjoy.
Hey.
Get a hold of our Lady Fima, but stay tuned, and we'll talk with Celia here for a little bit. And
more pearls of discussion here. Yes,
yes,
yes.
Yeah, that was pretty amazing. We were just talking about our journey of life, and just appreciating, appreciating life, and just enjoying it, and getting ready for the day. Like I was telling you, my morning ritual is to like cheer.
I love it.
Just getting myself all psyched up for the day, and talking to my riders and people that I run into throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's just love something it. Special.
But I just love that's part of your ritual, but also noticing that you were intentionally trying to get yourself kind of revved up for that energetically for it, and then kind of also recognizing in kind of a generous and playful fashion about like, oh my goodness, this is funny too, right?
Yeah. Well, I was just telling you the story of just a few days ago. I was cheering because I usually cheer on my first one.
Your first ride.
Yeah. So we do have our Lady Fima with us.
Hello, Fima.
Lady Fima, how are you?
Oh.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Fantastic.
Okay. We are live and we're awesome. It's We were just listening to a band called Mondo Drag, and their song was called Plumagilla, and it was a very special, unique song. And now we have a very special, unique person with us, Lady Faima.
We're gonna trip.
Thank you so much for your, you know, for your generosity, the big heart, and your kind words. I am speechless. My greetings to you, my sincere greetings to you, respected listeners, wonderful team, the respected listeners across the country, outside of the country, and the universe, my love to all of you.
Thank you so much. We have our subject, and it's on inner peace, and we'd love to hear your words on that.
Definitely, Chief. Inner peace is coming. It's something very deep from each one of us, from inside, deep in the heart. And what I can recommend is just to have the sport, because these two factors and meditation with the universe, I mean, you know, with the lake, you know, in the nature, and it brings a transformation of our own body to the soul, and it becomes shifted to a different spot, different place in mind, of course, to bring the peace. Because whatever we see is very real, is very organic, is, you know, the like color-wise, like nature-wise, is it has an extreme power to make us motivated and nourishing and washing our heart. If the heart is heavy, if the heart is sad, which we are going as a nationwide, we walk together, we are together, and we are facing the difficulties is in the world. You know, is not only in one place. By doing that, and also with the counseling, is the most important part, because as Dr. Hulakui, the therapist and the psychologist in LA, he always said that, you know, counseling, it become like a bath, like a daily bath. Like taking, you know, daily taking a shower, the old skin will be washed out, and the new skin, after, that's why after the shower, after the bath, you feel different, you feel good, lighted, happy, safe. It brings, you know, inside we feel warm, you know, kind, you know, and these are the factors that we can practice. By practicing it, really free of charge, you know. It doesn't, we have so many, you know, resources, wonderful resources that we can reach out and ask for the help, and not bring the difficulties around, you know, neighborhood, like a familyhood or any area. Taking, you know, taking the ownership of our own body, at our own mind. If we put it together, these are the resources we can reach out and bring, you know, the light. All of a sudden we feel there is battery inside of our head is light, feels good, you know, allow and invite these factors to our body to become, to bring the peace. And these are, you know, and these are just the only, we have to practice it. And the people, they providing in the society, all this negativity, when it comes out of nowhere from them, it's the self-hate. That self-hate is coming from their own childhood, from the past, and so on. Please allow we walk together with the differences, with the difficulties that we have one-to-one. As we walk together, we are in the same tank, we are in the same pool, and we put the differences aside. We
and learn from one another and allow not to block the light and the peace and the hope and the joy at our own hearts. Thank you very much for having me. After all, I do recognize myself as the servant of mankind, and no matter where I am, I feel I am the student of mankind. Mm. Thank you very much for having me. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Beautiful, wonderful words as usual, so empowering, so positive and uplifting. It just like brings energy to all of us. You're our counselor. And you're something that's just an energy that can't be replaced, and we just really appreciate you, and we're just so privileged and honored to have you come on our program and just shower us with all these positive words and thoughts. And we look forward to it every and each week to hearing your blessed words and your wisdom from your family and with Counselor Fari. Mm. She was our counselor, and she helped us to develop us into what we are today, and we're able to share that with the world, and it's just a blessing and an honor. So we thank you for joining us, and we're going to have to say bye for now, and thank you, and have a great week and weekend.
Thank you so much for the all very extremely kind words, very warm thoughts, and I am speechless. Whatever I do, I just carry the legacy of Counselor Fari. Mm. And she's so proud and she's so happy from higher above, watching God and give me the guidance and strength to walk through. And it's always a pleasure to be at your station. Mm. Thank you, Chief.
No problem. Thank you so much, and bye for now.
Bye for now.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Lady Fahima. She's our production manager of Eagle Nation Universal Production Society, and just always a blessing and honor to have her come on our program with us and share. And so we're going to have to say bye to everybody, too. Thank you for joining us at CGSF.
Yeah, thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Celia, for coming in and joining us. And we're going to end our program with some High Jivers, Knee High and Rising. So come back again next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and join us on Free Voices. And just have a beautiful, wonderful week and weekend. Bye for now, everyone.
Bye for now.